Welcome to our 28th day together. We have made it. Well, almost have made it. We will have in just a little bit right after this session that we get into. I hope that you have really found this meaningful and that you've had an opportunity to work through a few challenges and find some good fundamental practices that work for you. So today, we're just gonna meditate. I'm gonna initiate it and have us ground our body in our awareness, and then let you meditate. And towards the end, I'll remind us just a little bit of a time for cultivating peace and ease and reflecting on the day ahead. But in between all of that, it's really time for you to have the opportunity to work in the pieces that you have found most beneficial for yourself, whether it be, you know, a little more time on motivation or a little more time on relaxation, a little less time on that maybe, more focus on the breath, creating some space for yourself, some permissions. So this is your time, and we're going to sit together and let you engage in the practice, work with it to a way that you find, you know, most meaningful. And again, no problem doing it this way or that way. We're just going to do our best. We're going to sit together and really, hopefully, allow you to be much more empowered in this whole process of knowing that you can do this and you'll get better at it over time. Okay, so let's venture in here. Notice I'm at my daughter's house, actually. She's going to get married. Well, not this daughter. My other daughter's going to get married. So I'm in California, and it's been a joy to be here. So that's why I'm in a different setting. But making sure that we have this time. So it's a priority for me as well. All right, well, let's go ahead and adopt our posture of vigilance. I'm getting all comfy myself. And let's see if I can get in a position where I can actually see the timer. Huh. Not sure I can. May have to look at my watch. All right. So let's take a little time to ground our awareness in whatever feels solid about our bodies. Essentially, we're grounding our awareness in our earth element. And whenever you're ready after that, begin your meditation at your own pace. just a gentle reminder. Your mind wanders. Just relax, release the thoughts, and return to the breath. Each breath a new moment, a new opportunity. I invite you to just take a little time to cultivate some peace and ease, both mentally and physically. Relaxed body, the exhale, a letting go of tension and worries. And then a focus on the inhale. Each in-breath an opportunity. Filled with potential. I invite you to take a moment to bring your attention to the day that awaits you, a day that will never come again, a day that allows you to participate in ways you find meaningful, opportunities to learn, to grow, to become the person you want to be. I invite you to take a moment to reflect upon this day and the way that you would like to participate in it. What are the values, qualities, habits, or tendencies you'd like to cultivate in this life, this meaningful life that is yours? Now I invite you to just set the intention very clearly, firm intention, to just do your best today, to be the person you want to be, to participate in ways that you find meaningful. Be gentle with yourself, be gentle with others, and try to be as mindful as possible. Aware of the breath as much as possible. And to be able to make choices that you'll feel good about. Choices that support the life and the values that you want to embrace in your life. And when you're ready, bring your awareness forward. No hurries, no worries. Nice to transition smoothly and gently. Well, we did it. 28 days, 4 weeks. So maybe you were a little intermittent. No worries. Maybe you were thoroughly consistent. Wonderful. The point is, you did it. You got here. And you can continue this practice. You can continue to nurture and grow it. I encourage you to not merely think of your meditation sessions as that time in the morning. But when you have 5 minutes during the day, when there is a little space in your day, when maybe you have to wait for something, instead of waiting or getting distracted, it's a perfect opportunity to cultivate your attention, to relax and breathe, to meditate. Matter of fact, you never have to wait again. You have time to relax and breathe. I have found that to be a very helpful exercise. Whenever I catch myself having to wait, you know, our mind will naturally want to go to some distraction. But we can instead remember that we deserve to be present in our own lives, not merely distracted from them. And breathe a little bit. Be present. Look around. Actually be where you are. So this practice carries off into the days of our lives. And one thing that I would encourage all of you, if you're not already a member of the Mindful Life community, or the Mindfulness and Recovery community, for those of you in recovery, I invite you to take a look at that. There's a free week. You can take a look at that. It's only $15 a month, I think. And that allows daily exercise activities that help take this attention into your daily life. So I encourage you to take a look. See if it's a good fit for you. But on my side, I really want to thank you for sharing these weeks with me and allowing me to be a participant in your life. If there's anything I can do, let me know. Please email me. I am hoping to also set up forums where I can come online and get a little more interactive with people who have been meditating or in our mindfulness program, so you can ask questions and dialogues and things of that nature. But in the meantime, if you have a question or anything, please just email me and let me know. So, again, very grateful for our time together. Thank you so much for sharing your precious time with me. May be well, be happy, stay out of trouble as much as possible, and live as mindful as possible. You deserve it.